AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. ARM's 64% trend cushion survives the sell-off, but 28.6 million share volume leaves confirmation thin. ARM closed at $323.40 after a 2.6% weekly rebound, yet the stock is still down 15.1% over 4 weeks and 28.6% below its 52-week high. Research brief. ARM's weekly trend signal remains active, and the semiconductor backdrop is broadly constructive, but the latest bounce came on only 0.5 times its 13-week average volume. The share still carries strong medium-term momentum, with a 94.0% 12-week return, although activity pressure and relative leadership have cooled sharply from June levels. Key points. 1. ARM rose 2.6% for the week to $323.40, while its 4-week return remains negative at negative 15.1%. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active for an 11-week streak, with price 64.0% above the $197.20 trend line. 3. Volume was light at 28.6 million shares, equal to 0.5 times the 13-week average of 52.4 million, and 0.9 times the 52-week average. 4. U.S. semiconductors remain a supportive group, with 82.6% trend breadth and 72.5% positive market dynamics breadth. 5. Risk is still elevated. ARM is 28.6% below its 52-week high, and recent weekly volatility is 18.7% versus a 52-week baseline of 11.6%. A rebound, not yet a full repair. ARM Holdings ended the week of 10 July at $323.40, up 2.6%, giving the stock a modest recovery after two damaging weeks. The near-term picture remains mixed. ARM is down 15.1% over 4 weeks, but still up 94.0% over 12 weeks, 189.3% over 26 weeks, and 121.6% over the past year. That combination fits the packet's deep recovery attempt profile, with powerful medium-term momentum meeting a recent loss of urgency. The trend signal remains active and has now been in place for 11 weeks. Price sits 64.0% above the weekly trend line at $197.20, keeping the regime constructive, while the close is 133.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $138.60. That valuation distance signals strong premium demand, but it also raises the bar for fresh evidence after the share fell 28.6% from its 52-week high of $452.70. Semiconductor breadth is supportive, but ARM is not leading the short-term table. The sector setting helps explain why the trend has not broken. U.S. technology gained an average 1.9% on the week, with 65.0% trend breadth, 69.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 53.0% positive relative strength breadth. ARM's 2.6% weekly move beat the sector average, though its negative 15.1% 4-week return lagged the sector's negative 1.9% average and ranked poorly within the group. The industry picture is stronger. U.S. semiconductors averaged a 1.4% weekly gain and a 35.2% 12-week return, while 82.6% of the group remains in active weekly trends. ARM's 94.0% 12-week gain ranks well in that context, but the 4-week drawdown is deeper than the industry's negative 7.8% average. Within U.S. technology overall, ARM ranked 222nd of 708 on the supplied relative measure, placing it around the 68.7 percentile rather than at the very top of the cohort. Participation is the weak link. The latest advance lacked volume confirmation. Weekly turnover was 28.6 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 52.4 million and the 52-week average of 32.9 million, leaving the participation ratio at just 0.5 times versus the shorter baseline. That contrasts with the heavy volume upside weeks in May and June, including 73.3 million shares on the 46.5% week ended 22 May, and 72.4 million shares on the 15.4% week ended 19 June. Market dynamics are positive but cooling. Activity pressure stands at 0.63, while the 4-week change is down 56.3%. Relative leadership remains positive at 61.94, but it has dropped 40.4% over 4 weeks. The evidence therefore supports an intact trend, not a fully re-accelerating one. risk, and what to watch next. Arm's risk profile remains unusually wide. 13-week weekly return volatility is 18.7%, well above the 52-week baseline of 11.6%. The 52-week split is still favorable, with 30 positive weeks against 22 negative weeks, and the average positive week of 8.6% exceeds the average negative week of negative 6.6%. Even so, the recent sequence includes reversal markers and a high water gap of 28.6%, both of which argue for caution in interpreting a single low-volume bounce. The next test is whether activity pressure stabilizes and volume returns behind any further advance. A participation ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence that buyers are re-engaging. Until then, the key weekly reference remains the $197.20 trend line. While the nearer-term question is whether ARM can rebuild momentum after the four-week decline without relying solely on the broader semiconductor bid. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.